This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please be involved. You can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Same thing on Facebook. Live Facebook feed as well. God, nothing happened. Nothing to talk about. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. So you all heard about what went on in Charlottesville over the weekend. Disgusting. Just there is no way, no how anybody on the right can defend any of this. Yeah, I'm not saying this is the whole right's fault. Don't get me wrong. We'll get into that later on. But let's not do what the left is doing. Let's not look to place blame right away. It's irritating as heck. That's all I got to tell you. I think it's wrong. We watched the left do it. We watched every news source, every major media news source jump all over this to quickly place blame on the right. I guess finally they think they have something to blame us for, although they try to blame us for everything. But there's nobody in their right mind, no conservative, right-wing, Republican, non-Republican, Christian, whatever, that says, hey, thank God, somebody probably took one of them out. No. Not at all. And I refuse to start talking about this thing or beat this thing up until we have a couple more days. I mean, seriously, everybody's talking about this as if it's set in stone and we know what happened. Now, my weekly column that I'll post tonight or tomorrow, I talk about how if the group that went out on Friday night was, for all intents and purposes, left alone, it would have fizzled out like a firecracker in a water storm on Saturday. Nothing would have happened. But for some odd reason, people went there looking for trouble. And don't blame it all on the right, because it isn't. You know what? President Trump's comments that it was from both sides, all sides, whatever, we're on. It is from all sides. Everybody's looking for a fight. Everybody's looking to tear somebody up. And for those of you, if you're still unemployed, apparently, there's a site called crowdsondemand.com. That's right, crowdsondemand.com. They can send me the money later. They will put together as many people as you need for celebrity events, corporate events, or protests and rallies. That's right. You know, we joke a lot about how these people are busting and what have you, and they're paid to do these kind of things. We've had people on the show that have talked about being paid or being offered a job doing these things. Well, it's real and it's true. You better figure this out. These are not all grassroots, you know, protesters. Now, the advertisement says, are you looking to create a buzz anywhere in the United States? Crowds on demand. We provide our clients for protests, rallies, flash mobs, paparazzi events, and other inventive PR stunts. These services are available across the country in every major U.S. city, every major U.S. metro area, and even most of the smaller cities as well. We provide everything, including the people, the materials, even the ideas. You can come to us with a specific plan or action, and we can make it happen. Don't you find that interesting? I mean, look, it's a great business. I get it. And this company has been linked to some of these protests. These companies have been linked to some of these people. And as I looked down at the bottom of their page, right, they're members of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce and, let me see, the Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board. So, you know, they're backed by some really good companies. But I thought it was interesting in five. So if some of you need a second job, I wonder if they'll take, you think they'll hire conservatives? They're so in bed with the Hollywood crowd. What do you think? You think the conservative thing will work for them? Probably not. Maybe.
They call their employees actors.
That's good. Well, hey, whatever. Everybody should be employed. See, as a conservative, I believe in employment. I love this. What entrepreneurship, right? God, it doesn't get much funnier than this. Anyway, I know it's not funny, haha, but it's just amazing that we're told that these are grassroots scenarios, grassroots events. They all look very grassroots to me. Anyway, hopefully, if we can connect this time, Milo Yiannopoulos will join us after the break and about his new book, Dangerous. Now, what's really funny is that at an event, I don't know if it was last week or the end of last week or what have you, there was a young lady screaming that or stating that Milo's book, Dangerous, violated the bookstore's safe space policy. I didn't know bookstores had... Anybody knew bookstores had safe space policies? I thought this was only schools. Now it's bleeding over into reality, which is amazing in and of itself. Let's see. You got to see if I can make it so you can hear this girl. She's telling the person running the store, hey, you can't do this. We need a safe space. Right? So anyhow, let's take a listen.
Because I'm telling you that is in violation of our safer space policy to have that book here.
Okay. Do you have it in writing?
Yes, we have the safer spaces policy in writing.
They have nothing in writing. The girl standing there with an attitude. You have to pull the book. We have a safe space policy. That book doesn't belong in the store. Well, safe space is a space in the store, not the whole store. Maybe Milo can enlighten us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. And
we are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right to it, because I only have him for one segment, and God forbid I lose him or anything. Milo Yiannopoulos joins me. He's the most, according to him, he's the most fabulous supervillain on the Internet, a provocateur, and author of the new book, Dangerous. Milo, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Thank you so much for having me. According to everybody else as well, by the way, it's not just me who says it.
Well, yeah, listen, you know, you're probably in very good company. It seems whenever you say or do or put out that you're a conservative of any kind, you are just like the worst person that's ever been created on the planet, right? It's just amazing.
I know. I'm the supervillain for the left. They can't stand me because I'm not only do I not listen to their terrible strictures about speech codes and language. language you're allowed to use, what stuff you're allowed to say. But as a gay Jew immigrant with a black fiance, I'm a walking disaster area for anyone who believes in identity politics. They can't bear me.
You would think you would be their poster child. They would be doing everything they could to kind of pull you in and have you speak for them or to them.
But I've got the one kind of diversity they don't care about, diversity of opinion. I've committed the great sin, the ultimate crime of being conservative.
You've engaged your brain. That's the big...
Exactly. I'm capable of fact, reason, and logic, so the left doesn't want me anymore.
Hey, we're going to talk about your book in a minute, but let's give me your thoughts on Charlottesville. I mean, everybody is beating on the president because he didn't say it fast enough. He didn't use the word white supremacy fast enough. This is just a bad thing that happened there. Why did they have to run to politicize it?
Well, I think it is political, but I think that the people responsible are the left. I think that this crusade that has been pursued for the last 3 decades, really, in academia and now in the media, even creeping into Hollywood, against the proverbial straight white man of social justice folklore, has produced a generation who are very anxious about the unfairness that's visited upon them, about whether it's, you know, affirmative action or whatever. The level of vitriol directed at people because of their skin color, because of their sexuality, because of their gender, the straight white male, for whom all the world's ills, you know, have become a sort of shackle around his neck. If you create an environment in which you force everyone to think of themselves as a member of a tribe, and then you call one tribe, you know, the fount of all evil, it's hardly surprising that some of the members of that tribe, as wrong-headed as they are, and as mistaken as they are, and as unfortunate as they are, it is hardly surprising if you force everyone to think of themselves in terms of opposing tribes, that people are going to want the same identity politics you give for women and blacks and gays for themselves. And, you know, in that way, at least, it's sort of understandable where it comes from, even if, you know, we can agree that it's an ugly thing. And you know, the left has been doing this for 30 years, and responsibility for Charlottesville lies solely, I have to say, with them.
Yeah, we've been letting them get away with it. Look, you know, the other thing, you've been a victim of this right now. You know, you're actually working with the ACLU because D.C. has pulled down some of your advertisements. But you've also been hit by Twitter and Facebook and Google like the rest of us. Can we win this battle? What do we need to do to win this battle?
I'm not nearly as worried about the media, as awful as they are, as I am by Silicon Valley. I just today I was doing some searching around, and you know, obviously I've been banned from Twitter for being too funny and too effective and too persuasive and charming and handsome and wonderful. you know, and I was I was doing some surfing around, reading up about Charlottesville, and an email popped in from a fan with a screenshot, and he had searched for the Daily Stormer, which is a white supremacist blog that has in some trouble today. They got their hosting banned or something like that. You know, people trying to drive them off the internet, which I have some sympathy with, but ultimately I want everyone to be able to speak because I want everyone to be heard, because I think that people are going to hear and listen to stuff like white supremacists and say, no, these people are garbage and what they're saying is lunatic. But I want everybody to be able to have a say in the first place, you know, whether they're far left or far right. And I got this email from a fan, and the email said that Google was offering up as a suggested related result to the Daily Stormer, this white supremacist blog, my Wikipedia page. And I was like, what? you remember in the last election, the search results were not showing anything negative about Hillary Clinton, were showing all this negative stuff about Donald Trump. And then as a journalist, you go to Google and you ask them for comment. Oh, it's the algorithms. It's the algorithms. Of course, it's the algorithms. You know, all these mysterious errors in Google that always seem to favor Democratic candidates. This stuff is out, you know, I think everybody knows now that these companies in the tank for the left, and not just the left in general, because there are some perfectly respectable, reasonable, nice people who happen to be Democrats. I mean, maybe 4 of them, I don't know. But the progressive faction, the far-left social justice warriors, hold sway in Silicon Valley. You can tell that because if you question a single one of their tenets, like that poor guy, James Damore at Google, you get fired.
Oh,
this is disgusting. This is so much more terrifying. look, you can read a newspaper and not believe what they say and know they're lying to you because they're biased. But what happens if Google won't even show you results for things and won't tell you that it's altered the search results? How do you even find stuff out? How do you even know things if Google is silently manipulating search results? And that's why it's so much more terrifying, you know, what Google and Facebook and Twitter are doing. Yeah, I don't know what the solution is. Of course, in other circumstances, these are big monopolies that have been regulated, you know?
Yeah, I know your time with me is limited, so quickly. Your book, Dangerous, right? I mean, you don't sound like a dangerous guy to me. I guess it's the truth is what's dangerous, right?
Well, the truth is dangerous in an era in which we're all expected to look at each other and lie for the sake of political correctness, politeness, you know, and not to hurt anyone else's feelings. Well, I quite enjoy hurting other people's feelings so long as it's for a noble purpose. And that noble purpose is the defense of Western civilization. And it is standing up for free speech, free expression, capitalism, property rights, and all of the things that have made America and the West in general the best bit of the world to live in. And that's been the case, you know, since the history of human civilization began. You know, and I suppose that in America, shock, horror, I came to America, by the way, as a European, thinking that America was going to be this oasis of free expression and free speech, but discovered actually that speech here is more closely and heavily regulated in some ways than anywhere else. And it's not done by the government. It's done by you guys. You do it to each other, and corporations do it to you. Absolutely terrifying. In that environment, yes. Telling the truth, as Orwell put it, is a revolutionary act, and it has been a long, hard road getting this book to publication. But I am happy to say we're now on our fourth or fifth week in the New York Times bestseller list. We're doing phenomenally well, and hundreds of thousands of people have read it. But it has been a long slog just getting a few fat jokes in print. Let me tell you.
I do it all night long. Listen, Milo, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time. Hopefully we can have you back. It's too short. I got so many other questions I wanted to ask you. Continued success.
I would love that.
And I hope you do well.
Oh, thank you so much. And please, I would love to come on again. So I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Welcome back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Some of you who are watching know that I got a haircut. All of them, actually. It's still white, though. I thought it was dark underneath that bush. I didn't know it would still be that color. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it was funny. I was talking with producer Tammy during the break. And some of you are aware who Milo is. And I've actually had Christian friends, conservative Christian friends, say, oh, why do you give people like that a platform? I'm thinking, like, what, was he got a third arm that I don't know about? Or two noses, seven nostrils? I don't get it. But people like that? People are people. I don't get it. But to my Christian friends, the only thing I have to say to you is, how do you let your light shine? How do you let people know who you are and the love that you have for them? How do you show them the love of Christ? What do you do? Hey, Milo, I'd love to have you on the show, but until you're not gay anymore, until you're not doing this, you're not doing that, really? Once you get perfect, I can talk with you. Hey, there's a scary thought. Nobody'd ever be able to talk to me. But seriously, think about it. So for my Christian friends, save your emails. Don't send them to me. Because if they were paper, I'd use them for toilet paper. But you just don't. You just, how do you love someone if you won't get near them? It's really that easy. So, you know, that doesn't mean you have to do what they're doing. It doesn't mean you have to stick your finger in their face all the time. You know, I was just telling Tammy about this preacher. I can't think of his name. I wish I could. He used to go into the inner city, and he would round up the 15, 16-year-old prostitutes. Now, put your rocks down. Hold on. He'd go rent a suite at the local hotel, right? And he'd rent Disney tapes because, you know, at the time that he was actively involved in this, we didn't have that whole interweb thing. So he would rent tapes. He'd order pizza, all that. They'd give the girls, they'd have a nice clean bed to sleep in. They could all take showers or clean up or do what they needed to do. They'd get some decent food. Do you know what I'm saying? And he'd show them the love of God. He'd show them that a man's love didn't always have to be physical. It's such a terrible, and some people got on his case right now. You know, one of the things he always did was he had several other, adult women to make sure everything was good and clean. And, you know, if the girls had any issues, you know, nothing I can do to help, right? But anyway, what I'm getting at is we've gotten so far away. There's a lot of people who've gotten away from that in the Christian church. It's wrong. It doesn't mean you have to accept what they're doing. It doesn't mean that you condone what they're doing or tell them, hey, it's okay, everybody's, you know, that's not it. Just show them the love of Christ. That's it. You know, and those people say, yeah, you know, didn't Jesus tell a few people, didn't he call them hypocrites? Didn't he call them vipers? Didn't he tell one lady to stop her sinning? So maybe what she was doing, why would he tell her to stop sinning if she wasn't sinning? I'm just curious. But he didn't beat her up over it. He showed her some love and understanding first. And he told her to knock it off. It wasn't good for her. It wasn't helping her. And today's society, it's totally different. If you tell somebody to knock it off, then it's bad for them. Then we get into that, well, you know, you don't have a right to judge me. Oh, come on. I'm not judging you. I'm trying to save you from a miserable lifestyle. So, we are to call, especially Christians, you are to call out good and evil. All right, well, I didn't mean to go down that road, but hey, whatever. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the break. She's got a lot, not the break, I'm sorry, the next hour. She has got, can you imagine? Can you imagine her having a lot to say about anything? She's got so much to say about what went down in Charlottesville. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, I won't call it a breaking story, but it's not something you've heard a lot about. Do you know that back in 2014, Mr. Obama was warned in advance about Russian interference? His security team told him all about it. And their whole goal was the whole intent was to disrupt Western democracy, to make people unsure of the American process. It's one of the few things that we're known for. It's one of the few things that we, up until recently, recent history, that we've always been able to be sure of. And up until this last pass-off, we've also always been able to be sure of a smooth transition of power. There's a joke. The Obama administration received multiple warnings from national security officials between 2014 and 16 that the Kremlin was ramping up its intelligence operations and building disinformation networks so it could disrupt the U.S. political system. Did you hear about it in 14? I didn't. I didn't hear about it in 15. And in 16, what did Mr. President say? Nobody could steal the election. Nobody could disrupt the process. So in 2014, the administration received a report that quoted a well-connected Russian source as saying that the Kremlin was building a disinformation arm that could be used to interfere in Western democracies. The report, according to an official familiar with it, included a quote from the Russian source telling U.S. officials in Moscow, "You have no idea how extensive these networks are in Europe and in the U.S. Russia has penetrated media organizations, lobbying firms, political parties, governments, militias, and so many other places and areas." Unreal. The report was circulated. NSA knew about it. They told the president about it several times. So why do you think he wouldn't do anything with it? Did he really believe that what's his name had Trump had no chance of winning? Seriously, I'm just curious. There was no explicit warning. There was no threat in the emails that went back and forth. They named some of the diplomats or people that might be involved in it. See, I don't know. I haven't had a, because I just got this late this afternoon. And even if the Russians and Russian President Vladimir Putin had these ambitions, right? They were doubtful. Our national security people were doubtful that they could really make a major league difference. Now, again, I go back to the same thing. What were they thinking? Why didn't they move on this? Why didn't they investigate deeper? I think one of the reasons was if Mr. Oblamo came out, that especially that early, and said that, you know, the Russians were trying to taint our elections, were trying to make it so a certain person might win over another, do you think that people would have thought that he was working for Hillary? Well, he was working for Hillary anyway, but do you think people would have thought that he was working towards Hillary? Do you think it would have pushed people in a certain direction? I don't know. I'm really seriously, I don't know. I'm asking you. There's a heck of a lot of you guys in Facebook and on our chat room that are a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Which, although, that's not much of a compliment. Seriously. But you have that information early on. Was it not a big deal? And then all of a sudden, when Trump wins, it's a big deal? And again, I go back to the same thing I've always said, I refuse to back off of, is what do they really actually do? Do they change voting machines? What do they do? All they did was, if they did anything at this point, all they did was release information about the DNC and how Democrats actually felt about blacks, Hispanics, and others, and how they're going to try to railroad Bernie Sanders. And basically how they did, let me rephrase that, how they did hurt Bernie Sanders. So, you know, again, I think it was as late as October, about a month before the election, the administration revealed through the National Intelligence Agency that they had a problem. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is the real title. In life, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you can hang in there, in the third hour, I'm going to have a field day with Charlottesville. I've got audio, I've got some things I want to discuss. Okay, bring some reality to the situation. You know, right after it's happened, everybody's screaming and yelling so much. Everybody's guilty. It's the right. It's the left. It's the. It's just like, come on. Can we allow some things to come together first? I mean, seriously. I guess that's too much to ask. We're so wound up in placing the blame on a regular basis. I don't get it. I do not get it. Anyway, I want to thank you all for joining us. I want to thank those of you that are also in both chat rooms. We got one on the website, therealside.com. You'll find it there where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Some people, believe it or not, still don't have Facebook pages. I don't blame them. Because then you're stuck. Some of you are avid Facebook people, which is really, and not, I'm not sad about you. I'm sad at the amount of power that these people have. I'm sad at the fact that Google, think about something. Google has got to be the most powerful company on the planet right now. When you talk about the dissemination of information, how they can keep you, I mean, look at our website alone. One of the ways they choke you is they don't allow, and you've heard this, Milo was talking about, many of us talk about this, you go looking for a story, you go searching for a person, all of a sudden you can't find them. for the longest time, when you search for us on YouTube, you got our videos from like 9 years ago. You couldn't get the new ones. You really had to go deep to find them. And not that I'm any big threat, but they were trying to cut off everybody. The ones that can't fight back are the easiest ones to chop out fast. But Google can keep you from getting to about anything. They choke the website, and then once they choke the website, they say, well, you don't have enough traffic anymore. And now instead of having advertisements that you can actually make a few bucks off of, like, you know, trips to the Caribbean, now what ends up happening is I've got to find a bunch of you with toenail fungus bad enough to want to buy stuff off the website. That's how bad it gets. And that's how they do it. So, anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, if you head up to the website, there is a link up there called Patreon. It helps us. It will help us get money in. It'll help. It's like a donation button, but you get something in return for it. I guarantee it. Anyway, I'm sure as soon as the screener gets to that caller, we'll go ahead and pick that up. But I want to get on with some other. First of all, again, thank you guys. There's a bunch of you guys in that chat room. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. All right. So let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I was talking about Obama and team and yo-hos. I haven't got any other name for him. Right? Yo-hos, who knew about the Russian playing with or trying to get in or playing with our election system back in 2014. Nothing. And then in October 2016, a month before the election, the administration revealed, right, through a statement from the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Homeland Security, that the U.S. government believed Russia was behind the hacks that it was seeing. Right? And what I get a kick out of is the thing that everybody's most upset about is that, again, as I said, Russia influenced the election. Well, if the influence was by leaking emails that told the truth, I don't know how you guys feel about that. So the U.S. government believed that Russia was behind this. Why didn't they do anything? Why didn't they get loud about it? Right? And the only bombshell news of the day was what? Anybody? Yeah. It was a tape of which President Trump made those crude remarks about a woman. That was the big news of the day. The Russians? Nah, not so much. God. Now, the story comes out of Politico, and they said they spoke more than a dozen current and former officials from across the national security spectrum, including intelligence agencies, the State Department, and the Pentagon. Almost all said that they were aware of Russia's aggressive cyber espionage and its disinformation campaigns. How come we weren't aware? Why didn't they tell us? It's always scary because we don't know what they know or don't know. And I don't, listen, I've been telling you guys for 9 years, I do not need to know everything. I really don't. I don't need to know everything that the government's going to do, wants to do, what have you. As President Trump always says, I'm not telling you when we're bombing North Korea. Not doing it. Right? So, now, officials outside the White House, they blame micromanagement. Now, we never saw that, right? I mean, our men couldn't bomb anybody over in the Middle East because they had to come back here. They had permission when they were in the field, had to go to an attorney, a political hack, and then to the president. And then they had to decide how this was going to hurt his his re-election campaign or the DNC as a whole. That's sad. It's just sad. You know, you can make all the fun you want. You can say all the things you want to say, but the military people are so much happier now. And it's not some of you. I know what you're doing. You're saying the reason it's so much happy. The reason they're so much happier is because now they get to play bang, bang, shoot 'em up. No, no. Now they get to protect themselves. Now they actually get to do the job they went to do. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, let's see. Take Richie from Idaho. Richie, thanks for being on with me.
Oh, hi. This is Joe.
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you today, sir?
Good.
God bless you. Good evening. God bless you. Good evening, sir.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Oh, thank you so much. Is Milo? Milo's not there anymore, right?
Nope. He's a very wanted man in more ways than one, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the truth? I was wondering, you know, do you know who Joe Walsh is?
I do know the name.
Joe Walsh, the old senator, I think he was, Joe Walsh. He's like a political. He has a radio show as well.
Right. Okay.
You guys, I was wondering because both of y'all, I looked your name up, and there's a musician called Joe Mazzana. You know that?
Yes, there is,
sir.
Very, very famous guy. I wish I had half his money, but go ahead.
Oh, you're not doing so well financially, Joe.
He's doing. Well, I mean, he's got a great talent, too. Have you heard his stuff? Have you listened to any of his stuff?
No, I never did, but I was wondering, it's interesting because you and Joe Walsh both, he has a name as well, same as the name of a person in music as well, and you are both as radio hosts, and both having the same name of person in music. And I was wondering, you ever have a chat about that? That's my question, I guess. I could take my answer on the air or off the air.
All right, well, let's take it off the air because we're almost out of time. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it. No, you know, as small a world as it is, we don't talk to each other. I don't know. I probably talk to a dozen other talk show hosts, maybe. Right? I mean, would you say that? Okay. Huh?
At least that many.
Well, when we call each other, tell each other how wrong we are?
No.
I mean, seriously. Got one guy calling me one day, just beat me up for about 35 minutes. Like, why don't we do this on the air? Oh, we're on at the same time. Okay, never mind. So, anyhow, well, I appreciate the call. No, we don't talk to each other. No, there's a lot of Joe Messina's, buddy. You've got a comedian out in New Jersey that people either love or hate. You got the guy with the biggest loser, the one who lost all kinds of weight. I wish I was that guy. But anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, though. We got a lot coming up after break. Kimberly Moran joins me. On the other side. And then in the last hour, if you can hang, come on, you guys are young enough, you can hang. In the last hour, I got some clips I want you to hear. The hypocrisy, and again, I got chewed up last night on Facebook because they said I was politicizing with the things that I said. The other thing was that I was talking about how this is a freedom of speech issue. Now, I don't like what they said. I don't like what they were doing. I don't like what that group represents. But who decides? You know, it's the Supreme Court has said hate speech is protected speech. And so even though I don't agree with what they had to say or the message they were putting out, here's what scares me even more. You guys can push off the shivers during the break. But here's what scares me even more. Who decides what hate speech is? Okay? Who is going to decide, you know, what words, what topics, what? I mean, think about something. Guys like me, they'd arrest me every other day if they decided what hate speech was. So no, I hate it. I hate the swastikas that were there. I hate the Nazism that was portrayed there. But that we can fight, peacefully fight. If they squelch our speech, we're done. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. We'll be back in just a little bit. Hopefully you will, too.